Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph Mabez has the Mishnah, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, relating to the times for eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So we're going to talk about those Isuri Achila of Isuri Achila Durabanan of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So that's what the topic will be today. And let's do the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Remeir Omer, Ochlim Kol Chamesh, Visarfim Metchila Shesh. Remeir says, one could eat Chamesh the entire fifth hour on Erev Pesach, Visarfim Metchila Shesh, and then one burns it at the beginning of the sixth hour, which is still an hour before the Isser Daraisa. We know it's an Isser Daraisa to eat Chamesh on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That was the Gemara earlier. We had Ach, the teacher on earlier in the Sugya, on Daf Heyim Abeis, on and Vav Amid Aleph. Right, they have the drushes. Ach bayom arishon tashbishes army batechem haketzad. The Gemara said on dalan mabez larabos arba asar lebiur, to include the 14th for biur, that one is not allowed to have chametz in one's house already. There, different other different drushes, but that's what we hold, that chametz from chatzos on Erev Pesach is already asar ba'achila. We might not get kares until eating chametz on Pesach, but Erev Pesach is already Aser d'oraisa. But even before that is Aser d'rabanan. So a mayor bumps it up 1 hour for the Isser of Echila and the Isser Hana. And right before that beginning of the sixth hour, so the fifth hour, you can still do whatever you want. So it's basically 1 hour extra according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ochlen kal arba. For Echila, it's 2 hours bumped up. Ochlan kal arba, only in the fourth hour can you eat. V'tolan kal chamesh, and in the fifth hour it's limbo. Tolan kal chamesh, what does that mean? Tolan kal chamesh. Rashi says, ve'eino ochel. You're not allowed to eat chametz there. D'toy v'savar al shvius shi chamishus, because you might make mistakes, as the Gemara will say. Mihu lisrof eino tsarech, but you don't have to give it and burn it yet. Uma achila behemto, meaning it's mutter bahana'a. That hour of the fifth hour is mutter bahana'a. Aval shishas, once it's the sixth hour, which is 1 hour before the Isser Daraisa, then af bahana'a asur midrabanan, gezeira mishum shvius. So that is the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Interesting, because we'll see this soon. Let's just do the second half of the Mishnah for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda also says, shtei chalos shel toda psulos, menachos agava istava, so that not everybody had watches in those days. They wanted to make sure everybody in the Beis Hamikdash knew what was going on. You know, it was very busy there. Erev Pesach, everybody have the Korban Pesach, so everybody wants to know. Obviously, you can't shech the Korban Pesach until later, after Chatzos, after the Bein Arbayim. But regarding the eating of chametz in Erev Pesach, so they had these two chalos todos, two pasul loaves of the Korban Todah that were made out of chametz. They put them on the itztava, on this pole that it was visible. As long as they were both there, people knew it wasn't the end of the fourth hour yet. Nitvachas, once one of them was taken, they knew now it was the fifth hour. So tolin, lo ochim, lo sarfin. So then they were told that they wouldn't eat, but they wouldn't burn. Nitz lushteyem is chilukolam sarfin. Once both of them were removed, then they know it's already the sixth hour, and therefore one needs to burn their chametz at this time. Good, that's about the Isra Achila. Just derech agav, when does the Isra Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh start? Right, the Isra Achila starts Da'oraisa at Chatzos and Midrabanan a couple hours before. What about Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh? That's the machlokas we showed. If you look at Rashi, back on Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi seems to say that also starts at Chatzos. That also starts at Chatzos. That's Dalet Amud Aleph. The Rashi says, Bein l'Rameir, Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, De'efligu b'mastisun b'har chaka, da'avid rabbanon da'oraisa l'chameitz, eino asr menatora, b'bal yira'a u'ba'achila, elam yishay shos. Right, he said, "Bayir Rabbi Achila, only from 6 hours." Misha Avru She shows Kidiyolaf Lakamon Ach Bayomar Achilek Umin Belotish Chad Al Chametz. So you can't have any chametz in your house while you shut the Karan Pesach. So Rashi Daf Dalad, Rashi also in Rabbi Kama Daf Chavtes says the Isser of Bayir Rabbi Yimatzeh starts also at Chatzos, and that fits in to the sugya of the Ran on Daf Aleph and other contexts, that there is a connection between Bayir Rabbi Yimatzeh and the Isser Achila, and maybe even to use the Ran's strong concept, Bayir Rabbi Yimatzeh is a Siog D'Oraisa for the Isser Achila. So again, if those two are very connected, so that explains why, once the Torah tells us that Isser Achila starts at Erev Pesach at Chatzos, so we would automatically know that the Isra Bayir Rabbi Yimatzeh also starts on Erev Pesach at Chatzos. The Ravid in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah argues. The Ravid says it starts at night in Gimel Ches, and the Ravid understands the Rambam as starting at Chatzos and argues on him. And the Magen Mishnah thinks that the Ravid misread the Rambam. But if you look in Gimel Ches, in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, the Ravid says, or the Rambam says, sorry, the Rambam, Lefichach, in lo bitel kodem sheish, umisheishos v'lamala matzah chametz, shayadaito alav, after the sixth hour you find chametz, v'yabalibo v'shacho v'shasa biur v'lo biuro, hareza avra lo yirav v'yamatzah. So it sounds like that it's already started, ready the sixth hour. If you are mevada before the sixth, and after the sixth you found chametz, then you violate by rabbi yamatzah, shahare lo biur v'lo bitel. Ve'ena bitel atam olo klum, and you can't be mevada l'neo, v'she'ena b'rshuso, v'akasav alasa akilu b'rshuso, l'chayvo mishabal yirabai yamatzah. Says the Ravid, ulai sover zeha machaber, shu over mishay shows v'lamala, below yirah evol yamatzah, ve'eno kein, t'shivas yamim ksiv. The Torah says Shivas Yamim. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, says the Magen Mishnah of Eino Kain, Shem Iyen Harayv Zal B'Dibir Rabbeinu Ha'iyen Kasher Ro'i L'chol Masig Al Sefer Acher La'ayin. Very sharp words. The Magen Mishnah says, if the Ravid really took the time to analyze the Rambam's words, so Lotus Topic Lo, Das Rabbeinu Bozeh, he wouldn't have had a suffix about the Rambam's Lashon, that he thinks that the Rambam holds that it's from Chatzos. Look at the Rambam. Sher Bebir Kazav Psichas Halachos Elu. Look at the Koteret for Ilchas Chavis U'Matzah. Mitzvah Lahashbis Sa'or B'yud Dalid. Shalai Yira Chameitz Kol Shiva. Vol Yimatzeh Chameitz Kol Shiva. So the Koteret seems to say that Bali Rabbi Matzah is only during Pesach. Harei. Shabir Rabbeinu. Shabiyud Dalid Ein Bo Ela Mitzvah Zasei Shal Hashpasa. V'kol Shiva over Bali Rabbi Matzah. There might be a mitzvah Bi'ur on Erev Pesach, but there's no Isser of Ayur HaMatzeh. V'chei Kasav Rosh Perek Beis, also beginning of Perek Beis, Mitzvahs Aseh. V'chmashakot, right, the beginning of Perek Beis, the Rambam says, I read it that lesson too, Mitzvahs Aseh ben HaTorah L'Hashbiz HaChameis Kodem Zman Isser Achilaso. It's Mitzvahs to destroy the Chameis before it becomes Aser B'Achila. Shneimar B'yom Rishon L'Shvishes Omi B'Teichen. V'yipiyah Shmuel Lamdu, Sh'Rishon Zeh Hu Yomar Basar V'chulu. But also you get that impression, it's just the Mitzvah of Tashbisu that's earlier. Omashakasav Kan Kavanaso Lomar, what does it mean after, you find Chameis after 6, you're going to violate? It means, Sh'achar Sheish Ein Bitul Mo'il Ela Bi'ur. You can't be mevatel. You have to be mevayer. V'im lo biaro, ava mishabit lo mishayshos v'lamala. Hareza over alav likishe yagia haPesach. B'bal yirabai yimatzei. V'zem muchrach b'divrei rabenu. Okay, so that is a question. Machlokas we've shown him, but for sure machlokas Rashi Ravid. Where does the Rambam fit in? That's the machlokas Ravid Magen Mishnah about. Bayurabayimatse on Erev Pesach. But the Isra Achila, for sure, starts at Chatzos, and the Machlokas of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda about the Durabanan hour. So we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that we can eat the whole fourth hour, and we burn then in the, at the end of the, after the fifth hour, it's ready mutter bahana. You could burn towards the end of the fifth, and by the beginning of the sixth, it's ready asr bahana, and that's when the Mishnah says, Vesarfin betrilas sheish. So if we think about it, Chametz is aser ba'achila from Chatzos. 1 hour before that, it's also aser ba'achilu bahana, right, at that time. The hour before that is only aser ba'achila, not bahana, and then you have the iser achila before. So the Rishash wonders already here, why did, if it's aser daraisa already from Chatzos, why the Rabbanan make these chilukim? One, like the you have 1 hour that's it's aser to eat, but it's not aser of hana. Another hour is aser b'achilu u'bahana. Why didn't they just make a nisid rabbanan? That's similar to what's afterwards. If it just make it, it's aser b'achilu u'bahana. So the Rishash here says they didn't want it to be so machmir like basar b'chalav. Like basar b'chalav, chicken and milk. So that's only neser b'drabbanan ba'achila. Right? They don't want to make it ki'ilu. It was exactly the same as the din, like we did by Basar B'Chalav. So again, nothing fundamental about these hours, according to the Rishash. But now we see the Rambam. Now we see the Rambam, much action. The Briska Rav says, the Rambam has the secret for us to understand these Yisuri D'Rabbanan hours. Says the Rambam, Perak Aleph Halachates, Asru Chachamim Le'echol Chametz Mitchilas Sha'ashishis, Kedesha Lo Yiga Be'Isr Torah. We're not allowed to eat Chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour, Kedesh lo yiga be'isr Torah, so you don't come to touch the Isr Torah. So that is first, the Rambam tells us about the sixth hour. Umitchilas sha'ashishas yechametz asr ba'achilu ba'anah kol sha'ashishas midivrei sofrim. And the Rambam says, from the beginning of the sixth hour, it's asr ba'achilu ba'anah. That's the hour right before Chatzos. Right before Chatzos is asr ba'achilu ba'anah midrabanan. V'sha'ayom yishvias v'lamala min haTorah. And the rest of the day, from hour seven, from Chatzos, so that's asr daraisa. So the Rambam says, the sixth hour is asr ba'achilu ba'anah. The seventh hour is asr daraisa. Sha'achamishis, Ein ochlin b'chametz. The fifth hour, the hour before chatzos. So you're not allowed to eat chametz. Gzeira mishum yom hamunan. Shema yita ben chamishes l'shishes. The gzeira, the hour before that, you're not allowed to eat chametz. There's just an iser hana'a, no iser achila. Gzeira for a cloudy day, maybe you'll be toeh between the fifth and the sixth. There's no iser hana'a during that hour. Lefichach, therefore, tolin bat shuma v'lechem toda v'chayotzi bahen mi'chametz shehu kodesh. That's why you're tolin shuma and lechem toda and ikachim from chametz during that hour. There's only midrabanan. Good. A couple of questions on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam go out of order? He tells us about the sixth hour, then he tells us about the seventh hour, and then he tells us about the fifth hour. He doesn't go in order. He says the sixth hour is Aser Bachilu Bahana, and the seventh hour is Aser Daraisa, and then the fifth hour is Aser Bachila and Napana. Why does he go out of order? Number one. Number two, why does he have to repeat the fact that it's Aser Midafer Midaraisa from the seventh hour? Why, we already learned in the previous halacha. The previous halacha, we already know it's Aser after Chatzos. Aser Lechol Chametz B'yom Arba'asar Mechatzos Hayom Olamala Shumitzchilas Sha'ashviyas Bayom V'kala Ochel Bezman Azeh Lokim in HaTorah. The Ram says you get Malkus. Shemar Lo Sochal Alav Chametz Klomer Al Karban Pesach Kach Lamdu Bipi Ashmua Beferish Davar Zeh Lo Sochal Chametz B'shosha Re'uyil Shchidas HaPesach Shubin Arba'ayim V'chatzi Yom. So halacha ches, the Ram already tells us that it's Aser Daraisa from Chatzos, and now the Rambam tells us it's Aser an hour before that, so you don't come to the Isser Torah, and from the entire sixth hour, it's Aser Bachil Bana, and from the seventh hour, it's Daraisa. We already know that. And then he goes back to the fifth hour. Also, why does he only say the words Gzeira Misham Yom Ma'unan by the fifth hour? He doesn't say Gzeira by the sixth hour. He only says Gzeira Misham Yom Ma'unan by the fifth hour. And isn't it, anyway, if you think about that, if the fourth hour is already a if the fifth hour is a gzeira and the sixth hour is a derabbanan, isn't that like a gzeira l'gzeira from the one to the other? Again, the fifth hour is already aser bahana'a. I'm sorry, aser bahila, and the sixth hour is also aser bahilu bahana. So what exactly is going on? And one more, the following halacha of the Rambam, Perk Aleph halacha Yud, the Rambam says halamata shemutu lechol chametz biyomar ba'aser ad shof of sosha revius. You could eat chametz through the first 4 hours of the day. Ve'ein ochlin b'shach chamishes. In the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat. Aval nein nebo, you could get hana. Ve'ye ochel b'shach shishes. Makras o'makras mardus. And if you eat the hour before, the last hour right before chametz, right before Pesach, you're going to get makras mardus. That's interesting. Are you going to get makras mardus in the previous hour? It's also aser ba'achila. During the sixth hour, it's aser ba'achilu ba'hana midra banan, and you're going to get makras mardus. But the previous hour, the Rambam does not say anything about getting makras mardus. It just says, now in Oakland, so what exactly is going on here in all these questions? This is the Briska Rav in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah on this Rambam. So he asks all these questions, and he says, "Vanir didas haRambam." Says the Briska Rav, really, there are two stages conceptually of the Issur D'Rabbanan of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. Right, the hour right before Chatzos, that's one type of Issur D'Rabbanan. The hour before that, when it's only Aser Bachil and Apahana, that's a different type conceptually of an Issur D'Rabbanan. We might call it Chefsa Gavra. The hour right before Pesach, the Issur D'Araisa Pesach, the hour right before Chatzos, the Rabbanan were Makdim and made Chametz come early. Bechefsa. They gave this the status of Macholos Asuros Chametz Midrabbanan. It's all D'Rabbanan, but they gave it Bechefsa. That status. The hour beforehand, they did not. The hour beforehand, they said, Gzeira, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't eat. They're both Aser D'Rabbanan. You might be Toeh between the hours. But that's a different type of Gzeira and Din D'Rabbanan. Debe Emes, says the Briska Rav, Iker Isura D'Chametz B'Cheftza Gam Le'inyin Achila Matzla Rak Mishashishas Bilvad B'Cheftza. The chametz is considered the machalas asuras b'dirabanan, so to speak, only from the sixth hour. Dein chilaklal b'iser b'ikri sura the chametz bein achila lahana. Because after all, regarding chametz, achila and asher go together. That's why the hour before chatzos in the sixth hour is asher b'achila and bahana. The af the Chachamim asur lechol b'shoach chamishis gezeir b'shem yom ma'unan, even though the Chachamim asur the previous hour also, mikol makom ein ze adayin ikur isra chametz. It's not inherently chametz to Rabbanan. Ve'ein ze isra chefsa. V'davar ze mefurish lahedya b'lashon Rambam. That's the Rambam's lashon. They asur to eat chametz mishah shishis, and from the beginning of shah shishis, it's asur v'achilu u'bahanam, midivrei sofrim. And the rest of the day is asur da'oraisa. It's fifth hour, you can't eat, right? You went out of order. It's two separate halachas. To be sure, shishis v'lamal lacham is asur midivrei sofrim. Kemosha asur b'shar hayom min haTorah. That's a combat. That's why the Rambam repeats the seventh hour, because he's comparing the sixth hour to the seventh hour. They're both nasar b'chefsa midrabanan and then midaraisa. V'avi b'chal chamish l'rayim. V'yisur b'shar shish chamishis din acher yeshlo. V'eino adayin b'chlal lachametz shel devrayim. It's not chametz drabanan. Right, and that's why in the next halacha, only if you eat in the sixth hour, you can get makas mardus. Because then it's chametz midrabanan. But the previous one, no, it's usur, the rabbanan says you can't eat it, but it's not because it's chametz, it's just mishum gzeira. Hainu, kamosha kazafti. Demitchilas shishas isur chametz shaloki isur, the chametz shal sharayom. Rak de ze isur minator, veloke alav, ze isur midivrei sofrim, ve'ein bo rak makas mardus shal devrayim. Aval isur b'shoa chamishis, who din achil lagamrei. The ain bo gam makas mardus. There's no makas mardus. Ulefizem, zeo gamma yisoda din. He relates it to the halacha of tolin, lochem lo sorfin. He relates it to the halacha of carbon toda in the Mishnah. If you look, this is also suggested. It looks like it's suggested by the Bach as well. The Bach doesn't make this whole, discussion and fuss about the Rambam, but the Bach in Taf Mem Gimel says, "Tekiva the Tam Israchila Shachamishus, Eino Ela Kedilis Rachig Min Avera, Klomer Lar Chaka Yaseirish Lita Biyamam Unan, Tiyubam Sheinam Unan Lotoy, Ben Chamishus Lashvius, Tibachamish Chamish Mizrach, Beshava Chamish Chama Bamirev, Hilkoch Lo Raw Lasser Kim Bachila Lavad." If it's 2 hours before, they didn't want to answer it totally. Avo Beshar Shishus, Tafilu below Yom Unan, Avidi detoy bein shishis l'shvius. It's very close. Lafichach asu shishis kamo shvius l'gamrei. Va'asru osab hana ke'ein shal Torah. So does that just mean l'maisa? They gave it the same status halachi that it's also asur b'hana? Or conceptually, they asured it ke'ein shal Torah. Ke'ein shal Torah, they made it like this. We find this idea of asuring gavra within the world of dinim d'rabbanan. Sometimes the Rabbanan say, don't do this. Sometimes the Rabbanan give it the status of Machalos Sasuras Rabbanan. We have that in Mesachas Avodah Zarah also. Right? Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, the Mishnah talks all about the Isurim of Akum, Bishal Akum, Chalav Akum, all of those halachas. That's here in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hey, Abbeis, Veilud Varm Shal Odik, Achavim, Asurim, Ve'in Isurim, Isur Hana. Right? It's not Asur Hana, it's Asur Bachila. Chalav, Shechel Bovdik, Achavim, Ve'in Isur Ro'eyu, Hapas, Pas Akum, Shemen, V'chulu, shlakos. Shlakos is bishalakam. What are all these for? Why do they're about to make all these gzeiras? Rashi says here on the Mishnah, v'kulu mishum chasnus. It's all because of prevention of intermarriage. That's Rashi on the Mishnah here, Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. If you look in Rashi, three blot later, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara there says, it's midrabanan, midrabanan v'koras batla b'yalma, midrabanan, shalo yehe, Rashi says, shalo yehe Yisrael rogil etzlo, v'machal v'mishtep, so that a Jew does not become accustomed to eating and partying with the guy b'machal mishteh v'yachilenu davar tamei, and he will feed him a davar tamei, something not kosher. Ask the Tosfos Rid on the Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? The whole issue is chasnus. The whole issue is chasnus. The issue isn't eating not kosher. So the Tosfos Rid argues, ma'pet shapir shamore shalo yisrael rogel etzlo v'yachilenu davar tamei eino nirali the time of the dumishum chasnusu. Right, so what's the reason? So some say maybe Rashi's trying to include even cases where we wouldn't apply regular rules of Bishal Akum, where he works for you and it's in your house. There's no chash of chasnus even there. It's going to be usher. But Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe there's a difference. Maybe the motivation of the gzeira was chasnus, but they gave it the status of machalos asuros derabanan. The Bishal Akum, Rav Soloveitchik writes, Chilaku bechalos isuro mipas akum. Vedino ki isur chefsa ukamalchalos asuros adavertame. And what's the nafkamina? Maybe? Kalim. There's bishal akum asur kalim. So that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. But we're machmer lechadchila. We're machmer that bishal akum is asur's kalim. And he quotes there's a Rashba in Mesechas Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Ches that also explains that the reason for the gzeira is binoseyem, shlo yovel yechitun. But the hagdara se isur is like Isser Yayin Nesach, and the Pechefsa, it is It is usser. Don't tell me only mamasha was usser. Ta'amo bekelim is also a problem, the Rashba says there. Lamachesman alaf and avodazara. And then he quotes, Ke'ein v'kol da'ashu chachamim, ke'ein da'oraisa asru. Right, dafka by Bishul Hakam at least, not by Pasakam. So sometimes the Rabbanan could, right, they always could modify our behavior, but sometimes they would also, bechefza, give it the status midrabanan. So that's the Rambam. These two levels in Rabbi Yehuda, that on the parah of Pesach, you have the fourth hour, it's still mutter to eat and get hana. The fifth hour, it's mutter to get hana, but not mutter to eat. And the sixth hour, it's usser, ba'achilu uba hana midrabanan. Those last 2 hours, conceptually, are very different. The first one is just the gavra gzera, don't do this. The second one is, inherently, it is a problem, and it's considered chametz midrabanan. Why would the Rabbanan do this? Why would Rabbanan do this? It could be that, you know, they felt that chametz has to come early. Chametz is so pernicious. I think we've quoted in the past shiurim from the Radvaz and Tuf Kufayin Zayin. It's the Sarsha Be'isa. It's inherently dangerous. It's poison. So the Rabbanan felt that the Torah would want them to bring chametz early. To bring chametz early because it's so pernicious. It's so symbolic, and therefore we have to make it early. We have to make it early. And then there's also a gzera, so you don't come to confuse. But again, that could be there, that it's Ratzon Hashem, that the Rabbanan felt that the Torah would want them to bring chametz early. That's part of a bigger topic, but we just touched on it. Okay, we'll stop here.